You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, General Hospital fans. It's Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I have got your 2-week spoilers for the ABC soap. These run from Monday, March 25th, all the way through Friday, April 5th. I'm just floored that we are already talking about being into April. We're about to hit Easter and all those spring holidays and everything. We have got so much to unpack. There is big stuff for Trina and Joss. There is big stuff, of course, for Jason, and not just Jason, Jason with Sam, Jason with Sunny, Jason with Anna, Jason Hospital. We have got more of Anna scheming with Dex. So much to unpack for you. If you haven't, though, reach down, click subscribe so you don't miss any of our update. And now let's jump right in with Monday, March 25th, where we have Jake and Elizabeth both dealing with their emotions when news spread that Jason is not dead, very much alive, and very much arrested. Also on Monday, Jason tells his side of the story. It's not clear if that's going to be to Diane. He definitely also has to explain himself to Jagger on Monday. And what's very interesting is he says he doesn't need his lawyer to talk to the FBI agent. So I hope we learn a lot more about what those two have been getting up to. Trina heads over to see Joss at work after she gets some comforting from Stella Henry. Of course, this is probably more about Curtis and Spencer. Michael is very cautious on Monday, while Chase is not. He is angry and determined to get answers. On Tuesday, March 26th, we've got Curtis Ashford with some suspicions, and there's scenes of him with Mayor Laura Collins. We've got Ava comforting Sunny Corinthos, and it looks like they are going to get way too close for many fans' comfort in a picture that I've seen I'm going to share with you guys. And Michael stops by, and it looks like he might get there in the nick of time to interrupt before things go places that I think a lot of people don't want them to go. I personally do want them to go. Carly tries to get to Jason. She shows up at the PCPD and is pressing to get access to him in the interrogation room. And Anna Devane is shocked. And of course, this is all part of her conversation with Jason in the interrogation room. Gregory Chase is over at the hospital, and his ALS symptoms are getting more serious and more obvious. Things look really bad. And looks like we've got some scenes of Danny with Rocco also on Tuesday, maybe heading into Wednesday. Brooklyn Quartermain delivers a message on Wednesday. Trina confesses something heartbreaking. And of course, she's got all this angst this coming week with Jocelyn, because Trina has realized that Jason's return might be good for Joss and Carly, but it might also mean that he's the one who shot and paralyzed her dad. And the fact that it's a ricochet doesn't count, because you shouldn't be, you know, shooting into a crowd of people. So, of course, we still don't know if Jason was with the shooter or doing the shooting then. I don't know. We also have on Wednesday, Danny arguing with Jake. Of course, his two sons, you know, may end up divided over this, because Danny is very sure of their father's innocence, but Jake may not be so sure at all. And he may be one of those who suspects that he shot Dante. And Sam sees Jason for the first time in literally years. She also comes over to the PCPD to spend time with him. And Anna goes to find Dex Heller and has a talk with him, and she has a proposal, and he is very surprised. And I wonder if it's some kind of plan to get the goods on Sunny no matter what. March 28th. Well, I'm trying to take y'all 2 months ahead. Thursday, March 28th, Sunny is skeptical. And Nina is very insistent about something. We know she's thinking about leaving the Invader, going back over to Crimson. I'm sure she's not going to want to work with Carly on the transition, and I'm sure Carly's not going to want to work with her either. And Jason has his day in court, at least his first one. He is arraigned, which means that's when the DA reveals the charges against you and your lawyer says whether you're pleading innocent or guilty, and they ask for bail and bond or charges to be dropped entirely. We'll see how it goes. The spoilers say a lot of people are angry in court, so I feel like Jason's going to walk out either with bail or with charges drop, and I wonder if the FBI guy is behind that. Sam has reason to be optimistic, and I think that is because Dante might be doing better. And Carly and Alexis are surprised by something. So I wonder, I mean, I would expect Carly to be in court and Alexis may be in court as well, because I think Molly is going to be the DA on the case. I don't know if it's going to be Molly or if it's going to be Robert himself, but we'll wait and see. Friday, March 29th, we've got Valentine needing to make some business arrangements. Jason and Sunny meet up face-to-face, their first talk since Jason's been presumed dead. And I wonder if that's when we're going to find out exactly what the leverage being held over Jason is. If it has something to do with Sunny, hopefully he'll tell him. And we've got Anna getting some critical information on Friday. And Ava and Sunny have another moment. They had another moment earlier in the week. Now they're going to have another moment. I don't know. We'll see. And Danny, Rocco, and Olivia rush over to the hospital to be at Dante's bedside. I'm assuming Sam is already there. That takes us to week two, April 1st through 5th. And the official spoilers say Dante takes a turn. Of course, they're not going to tell us if it's for the better or worse. I do think it's going to be for the better. And just real quick, somebody is passing around a doctored slash old slash fake social media post saying it's from one of Dom's official social media accounts saying goodbye. Nope, no, no. There is nothing on his social media. What you're seeing is some serious clickbait fakery from when he left back in 2018. So relax, no sign he's leaving. So anybody saying they know that he is going to be delivering you some fan fiction, fibbery, fakery. Don't click on it. So let's all keep our fingers crossed, because I think Dante is going to pull through. Otherwise, boy, that would just be terrible for poor little Rocco Falconeri, right? We have Jagger having to clean up what he feels like is a mess that Jason made. And Sonny has to decide whether or not to trust his gut. He and Jason have known each other a long time, but Sonny's primary exercise, as you know, is jumping to false conclusions. So we're going to see if he will keep the faith with his longtime enforcer, now resurrected or not. Carly remains determined to stand by Jason no matter the accusations and the consequences. And that is going to get her some side eye around Port Charles until Jason is fully exonerated. Look for more of Anna and Dex scheming, wondering if Jagger might be brought into this. I sure hope so. Adam Harrington is really growing on me. I had to get past the thing of he doesn't look like old Jagger, but I've adjusted now and I really like him and he's super cute. I like the scruff, the blue eyes. It's nice. All right. Valentine's got to deal with Nina's desire to go back to Crimson, and she and Drew may be bickering again soon, but I kind of like the vibe that I'm seeing from them. So again, we'll see how that goes. All right, guys, that is all of the 2 week spoilers. Please subscribe if you haven't already. Definitely drop your comments on what you are excited to see. And please come back soon, because we are here talking General Hospital 7 days a week on your number one most followed, most liked YouTube soap channel. Thanks so much for tuning in. And as always, it's Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.